oftentimes, instead of complaints, we've now started getting compliments. Your staff is so communicative. Thank you for always following up. Instead of clients having to call us because they're wondering, they hadn't heard from us in a while, they're getting that communication, and the amount of follow-up update requests decreased tremendously.
Hey, welcome to this week's episode of the Your Practice Mastered podcast. Today, I have the special pleasure of interviewing Katonga Wright. She's a special guest because she's a past EAY winner, not just finalist, but a winner. Her peers chose her to win an EAY championship. And after that, her firm continued to grow.
I'm attorney Katonga Wright. I manage the Wright Legal Group. We're a firm based in Columbus, Georgia, but we do have offices in Atlanta as well as Washington, D.C. We have a team of about 10 people and we're growing. We had several interviews this week. That's exciting. I'm the only attorney in the firm currently since my father passed away a few years ago, but that's who we are.
You stopped chasing growth and started engineering it. What does that mean? And how did you look at that?
We started looking at the fine details and recognizing, too, our clients' happiness and satisfaction is the fuel to grow the firm. We wanted that client interaction to improve. We recognized we needed to improve it, number one. But identifying the tools that we could use to do so, and then taking the time as a team to build it out. Specifically, Hona was one software that we utilized in 2025, building out the drip campaigns. And then midway through that project, we discovered AI and the fact that ChatGPT could help us build out however many unique messages that we wanted to share with our clients. And that was truly a turning point to not only get a piece of software that would allow us to interact with our clients, making it easy for them to feel connected with us, but also cutting that time down to a fraction of what it took from the beginning with the use of AI. Game changer.
Client satisfaction is where the real gold is unearthed in your firm. You mentioned one program and then one general term. So for those who don't know what Hona does, could you tell them what did they do for you and why was it so important?
A client communication platform is what I'd like to call it. They may call it something else. And we're doing a lot of different things AI-wise with them in addition to the current communication piece, which is the core of their business. But essentially, depending on what your practice areas are, they merge or integrate with our case management software so that when a case moves from stage to stage, clients get alerted of where their case is in the process. And they also get communications via text message through their portal to understand exactly where their case is and inviting them to communicate with us to share different pieces of information that they may have that can assist in processing their cases.
And then you paired that with AI to generate ideas of content that we could send through this client messaging portal. You recognize in a client journey, silence from the law firm to the client is visualized from the client as being negative. And so proactive communication is a path that has allowed you to micromanage the client experience, especially in the two practice areas you mentioned, PI, 18 months, 24 months time period, whatever, veterans benefit, 5 years, right? So this long client journey that you have with some of your clients, having silence in between those long gaps puts doubt in your client's mind.
We were getting a ton of phone calls in particular. I want a case update. What's going on with my case? And as we were growing, my staff couldn't keep up with those communications with clients, at least not the way we were doing it before. And so recognizing that being a concern and an issue, trying to figure out how can we be in two places at one time, essentially? How can we provide clients what they need without having to increase staff time in doing so? In fact, we were looking at how can we decrease staff time mm-hmm. on these little communications. And so now instead of clients having to call us because they're wondering, they hadn't heard from us in a while, they're getting that communication, and the amount of follow-up update requests decreased tremendously. Mm-hmm. And it accomplished what you set out to accomplish, which was giving our staff more time for the legal related tasks that were really driving the cases forward, which these updates were setting us back from doing the core work that really ultimately is the thing that makes the clients most happy, is getting their cases resolved. That communication piece was critical and was a game changer in increasing our client satisfaction.
I'm curious, did you literally count the number of client inquiries that you were receiving before versus what you are now? And if it's okay if the answer is no, but I'm curious if you did. B, did you just notice your staff satisfaction is up and they gave you reports that, hey, client communication is gone down and we were able to get more done? Or C, did you just realize, oh, we're getting resolution on cases faster because we can get the work done better, and it's obvious in the results that this has worked? Or is it some combination of all of that?
I think it's some combination of all of that. We weren't tracking like every time a client reached out for an update. You didn't have time to do that. But what we did do is we looked at the adoption rate for clients who were entering into the HONA system and that pipeline.
Right.
And so once we started tracking the adoption rate as it crept up, which I think now it's close to like 70%. Mm. When it went up, those calls went down. And my staff frustration and dissatisfaction with their jobs, because they were able to actually get work done and do the things that they really wanted to do in the day and felt a sense of accomplishment having been able to complete these tasks without the interruptions of having to deal with angry clients. Mm. And so instead of complaints, we've now started getting compliments. Mm. Your staff is so communicative. Thank you for always following up and communicating with us. And so
there's a headline. It just wrote itself. How to shift your law firm from client complaints to client compliments. That's it in a nutshell. I think everybody listening to this would stand up and go, yes, please. Let me have that, please. Because so many times in service-based businesses, especially when somebody's going through something traumatic or emotional or all of those things, they're reactive, and when they don't hear, they make up stories in their mind. And so they pick up the phone and they complain. And some of them go to the extreme and they complain to the bar, or they complain on Google or whatever, right? They don't think before they act. We've provided them with the opportunity to cut down that reaction by being proactive in our communication. I love this. If you're listening to this and you want some more guidance or advice, you can also visit us at thestaffingroom.com to start to build these systems for recruiting and building management structures. We've identified a thesis of, we grew great. Now we got to serve the clients, right? We know that's important. And we have to figure out how to use technology, which you're all about adding to your tech stack, and how to fold in AI. But at the end of the day, you said you have 10 team members. And so now you've gone from one to a few to one to 10. And so you have to develop leaders. And so some of the things that I read was that in addition to using technology to reduce the stress, you also started to include more purposeful meeting structures to manage your team and develop leadership in your team. Why that was so important for you to start to develop leaders?
It was important to develop leaders because I recognize people want a growth path within a job. At least that was important to me with my first job out of college and then out of law school. Where am I going? Where can I grow within this organization? And so recognizing that being something that is kind of sometimes hard to tackle in a small organization, trying to give ownership to the team members who are loyal and show up every day is something that was important to me. And so what we decided to do was, we can't make everybody a manager, but we can make everybody feel like they're managing a piece of this organization by creating quarterly review meetings, state of the firm address meetings. We were able to incorporate all of our team members in that process. So sales and operations and intake in particular have flow meetings. What projects are we working on that are moving the needle? And so we'll all get together and talk about different issues that we're encountering and what we can do to solve those problems, and who's going to start working to chip away at these things. And then in sales and intake, you're tracking numbers every week and figuring out what the issues are. Sales and intake meet together for flow. We've incorporated our marketing person in that meeting as well. So what they're talking about is, our leads down? How many consults have you had? What's going on with that? Why is our set rate low? What's going on with our show rate? That's been the focus of those meetings. In addition to the flow meetings, we started having these quarterly reviews where each department meets and puts together their numbers for the quarter. It helps me understand what's the layout of the land in each of the departments and helps me put my state of the firm address together. But it also gives them ownership in coming up with what those numbers look like, having them being engaged in that process, having them see the fruits of their labor is also very important. So they feel a sense of pride and ownership in the work that they're doing and the contributions they're making. So I was very reluctant to be as transparent in years past. And so in 2025, we ripped the Band-Aid off and said, you know what? We're going to let people know everything. Mm-hmm. We're going to let them know what our profits are, what our expenses are. We're going to give them insight into all of that. Some of that has been good, and I've lost some team members as a result of that. But I think all in all, it's been a great experience, and I think it was a great lesson.
That's great. I think that is fantastic. So I'm going to bring this back to the person that's listening. Somebody's going to listen to what you just said and say, oh, I've got so much to do. Like, I'm so far away from what Katanga just said she's doing. So if you were to bring it back to them, and now here they sit in whatever state they're in, either they're struggling with profitability, or they're growing and they're working 90 hours a week just to stay ahead, or they have client calls coming in that's bombarding everybody, whatever it might be, where would you advise them to start?
Start with one step forward. The biggest game changer for our firm that created the biggest impact that we do every day is a daily meeting. That's where we started. And that was the foundation for giving employees an opportunity to be together. They know we're going to be together every day at the same time. If they've got questions or issues, they can be addressed every day during that time. Whether I'm on the call or not, they meet. And if I can't be on the call, I'll just review the Zoom recording. We are staying in tune with what's going on because most of my staff work remote. That was a challenge, trying to figure out how to keep a remote staff feeling engaged. So the first step was that daily meeting. And yep, that has been a good foundation for allowing us to get to this point. And then adding on top of that, these other meetings that kind of fill in where our daily meetings can't, because we only have 30 minutes of time on those meetings.
Such a great piece of advice, whether they've got one team member or 21 team members, place a good framework to develop a habit in, because it provides transparency across the entire firm, at least for that one meeting every day. And there's something that we can build from. Hey, Katanga, congratulations on your continued success, obviously, certainly as an EAY winner and now as an EAY finalist. I speak on behalf of myself and my entire team. Thank you so much for being willing to be transparent and share not only with our members, but the viewers of this podcast, and give somebody some hope if they might be struggling where they are right now. We really appreciate you, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Rich.
If you're listening to this and you want some more guidance or advice, you can also visit us at thestaffingroom.com to start to build these systems for recruiting and building management structures. Happy to walk alongside you. But for today, I hope you're able to walk away with one idea that's going to help you build your firm better, a single system at a time. Make it a great day.